V'alkein nikra kol hamitzvois shel ha'omer b'shem hanofas ha'omer. Rav Nosson says, now you'll find an interesting thing. When the Torah speaks about this omer, it usually does not use the term hakrovas omer. The omer was a type of korban. The verb that should be used is hakrovas. The word that's used primarily throughout the Chumash, throughout the Gemara, is hanofas ha'omer, lifting up the omer. K'may shekosuv, v'asisem b'yoyim hanifchem es omer. Ki hu b'chinas hanofa, because that's what the omer is all about. It's about elevating. Shemanifin umarimim oisoi, we lift it up and we elevate it. Umalin oisoi, lemala mimadregosoi. We take it out of where it was before. Before it was downstairs. It was with the animals. And now we're elevating mimaychal behema lamaychal odom. Shubchinas korban kanal. We're elevating it from behema to odom, which is all concept of korban. Odom kiakrev mikem korban. And that's done when they lift up that omer. Ki habirur hamacholim hu al yidei emuna. Because Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that one of the main ingredients in refining foods is emuna. V'hahanofa hu bechinas emuna. And the way that they lift up the omer is all about, it's a major display of emuna. Ki hahanofa hu moilech umevi lemi sha'ar baruch ha'yisalem shaloi. Because the Gemara tells us, how did they do the hanofas of the omer? He moved it out and in and up and down, remember? And the Gemara says when he did it, he would say, when he moved it out, he would say, I'm moving it out and in to the one who's in charge of all four directions of the world. Male umayrit, I'm lifting it up and bringing it down. Lemisha hashamayim v'aret shaloi, to the one whom heaven and earth belong to. So what was the Hanofa Soimer all about? It was a direct declaration of faith in Hashem. Just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you say the Shema Yisrael, most people don't do this. I've just about never seen anybody do this except Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha. Rav Rosenfeld, when he would say the Shema, when he would say Echod, when he would say the Aleph of Echod, he would lift his head up a little, up and then back down. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say the Aleph of Echad, you're supposed to have in mind Hashem, who rules over heaven and earth. And when he would say the Ches of Echad, he would move his head and body in a circular manner around, showing that Hashem rules over all seven heavens and earth. Seven plus one, Ches. And the Ches, the round, means the entire earth, all the directions, everything and everything. So these same motions, which are done when we declare our faith in Hashem, Hashem Echad, is what they did with the Omer, the Hanofa Soimer. They would lift it up, out, and in, and up and down. The same concept of showing that Hashem is in charge all around and up and down. That's Emunah. That's the declaration of Emunah. Shemamin, Sheklolius Kol Hashesh Ktsavoy Soilam, Hakol Miteisporo. We're showing that we believe that all six directions of the earth, east, west, north, south, up and down, it's all from Hashem. Umeshabed Hakol Hashem Yisporach. And I'm showing that I recognize that it's all subservient to Hashem. Vaydeze biatzmoi mevarer umale mebchinas behemol mebchinas machlotam. And it's this declaration of faith, it's this display of emuna, that refines, that elevates from Behema to Adam. Shezeo b'chinas hanofas oimer soirim kanal. That was this whole concept of the lifting up of the oimer. Veze nase b'yoyim rishon shel hasfira. And this was done on the first day of the counting of the oimer. Ki yoyim rishon shel hasfira hu b'chinas haschola. Because that day is a beginning. It's a beginning of a major, major cycle for Klal Yisrael. Ki oz maschilin lotzeis mehepech el hepech. That's the day when we're starting to go out from one extreme to the other extreme. Mimemtes shari tuma, from the 49 levels of impurity that we were in Egypt, lememtes shari kedusha, to start climbing the ladder of the 49 steps of holiness, sheze ikar bechinas yitzias mitzrayim, That was the whole purpose, and that's the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'acharkach mekablem koyach mizoisa haschola. And once we made that initial move to go out, when we counted that first day of the Omer, throughout the rest of the days, we draw power from the beginning. V'zeh b'chinas sfiras Omer. This is the whole concept of counting the Omer. Shetzrichen lispor hayomim she'ovru im hayoim she'omed boy. Whereby you're counting the days that have already passed. You're counting the days that have already passed together with the current day. By saying today is 12 days in the Omer, I'm saying that I counted from 1 through 11, and today is number 12. Kedei lekabel b'kol yoim koyach miyomim horishoinim. So that every new day, on day number 12, what's special about today? It's not just a day, it's the 12th day. For 12 days, I've been on my diet. Lahavdil, when a person starts a new diet, we know, the most difficult thing in the world is to start. The hardest thing in the world. Then when you're in the 12th day of the diet, wow, I'm doing it already for 12 days. There's a momentum. And again, day number 12's power is coming, especially from day number one, because that was the hardest day to make that decision to change, that I'm going to change my eating habits. I've been doing this all for so many years, and now a major change in my life. Where it was so difficult to change, to go from one way to a totally different way. This is why we count Hayoim Shloisha Yomim, Arbo Yomim, Ve'enoimrim Hayoim Yoim Revi'i. We don't say today is the fourth day. We don't say today is the fourth day, today is the tenth day. We say today is 4 days in the Omer. Today is 12 days in the Omer. Hayoim Yoim Shlishi. We don't say that. Ki ikr mitzvas hasfira lachzor liyoim harishoin uliyomim shekodmu. Because the main effectiveness of Sfira Soimer is by going back to the beginning, by drawing energy from the beginning and from all the days that you've been keeping up until then. And that's why we gather together, we include all the days that have already passed, and today, we put them all together. We say, it is 4 days in the Yomer. So I'm not just talking about today. If I were talking about today, I would say today is the fourth day. I'm not saying that. I'm saying today is 4 days. It's as if I said, today is 1, 2, 3, 4 days in the Yomer. I'm including all of them. In order to draw energy and power from the beginning, from what's behind me. Again, I have so many days behind me already. I've kept so many days already. Oh, now it's much easier. Now I know I can do it. If I've been on my diet 3 days already, today's 4 days into my diet, so I did 3 days already. So I know the fourth day, I can draw on the strength of the first three. Nimtza shesfira soimer hu bechinas hizdapkus achoyrei hakedusha. So we see the counting of the Omer is also, like we mentioned earlier, by fasting, where you're drawing, you're going back to the beginning. You're always remembering the beginning, and you're always holding on to the beginning. I'm not saying today is the 50th day or 40th day. I'm saying today is 40 days. So I'm holding on to those last 39 days. This is how a person gets out of Golus, by being able to remember the beginning and draw on the energy from the beginning. And this is how one completes the Emuna. And we said when you have Shleimus Emuna, that's what refines the foods. And that's why Bayoim Horishoin Manifin Esoimer Shubhinas Habiro Kanal. That's why on that first day to count, that's when we do that whole ceremony of lifting up and out, that major tikkun huemuna. Vizen Asabiyim Rishoin Shehu Haschola Shehu Ikur. That process we do it only one time in the 49 days. only on the first day, because the first day is the most important. Everything goes according to how you start, that first day in school, that first day in class. And then throughout the process, we're always going back to the haschola, shubchinas hezdapkus achorei hakedusha. That's this concept of connecting with the back of the kedusha, with what's behind us. Shaydezen is baram hamacholim, shubchinas son of haslaimer canal, vialkein beleil ktsir hoimer, noflu kama vekama umais. And this is why we find throughout Jewish history, on the night that they cut the omer at night. On that first night of the Omer, many nations that opposed the Jewish people had their downfall. Gam mapolas Homon Amolek hoyu biyom zeh. Homon Amolek's downfall was on that first night, on that night of the Omer, that first night of the Omer. She'oz tolu oisoi. That's when they hung Homon up on the tree. Ki oz ikar hachnoas hasitrachra. Because that's one of the main times of the defeat of the Sitra Achra, that first night of Yomer, al-yidei koyach ha-haschola, through that super nuclear energy that Hashem turns on to start that 49-day climb. Remember? We're starting the climb up to Shavuos. And the hardest part is the beginning, right? When you start a car, when you turn on that start, that's when you need a major broom, you know, that super boom of energy to get the thing started. That's one of the most important and effective times of bringing about the downfall and the defeat of the Sitra Achra through that koyach ha-haschola, through that major energy that's turned on that first day of the counting of the Omer, when we went from one extreme to the other. We went from Tuma, we left Tumas Mitzrayim, and we made our entrance into the framework of the Kiddusha, the 49 days of the Omer.